Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What the frick, man? What the frick?
What?
The amount of times I saw Jim Carrey's weird face this weekend.
Yeah.
What is going on with his face?
It's a clone.
Okay.
That's the big story. Everybody's saying Jim has been replaced by a clone. I think he's been replaced with massive amounts of Botox.
I think he's just growing old like all of us are, and I don't know. I think his face wasn't that weird to me. I think everyone just
really?
I don't think people have seen him enough.
Are we going to start fighting again?
We might, because I don't think people have seen him enough to see how he has aged. So when he just pops up every now and then, it's shocking to people because we're not ready for it. But I think maybe he's got a little cheek fillers.
He's got fillers.
He's got some things going on where he got work done. But
he's fighting it.
Yeah.
He's fighting the aging for sure.
And I don't blame him, but I think that people getting so upset about it, it's like, man, it says a lot about our society, I think.
Well, it's not the Jim Carrey that we've grown up with and loved. I mean, my friends called me Ace in high school because of my Jim Carrey impression.
Yeah.
Like, I know Jim Carrey. I know his face. And for a dude,
for
a dude that has made money off of his face for years and years, they call him Rubberface.
He can't move it now.
He cannot move his face, and he just looks strange.
You don't like it?
I said it. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
And, like, if you make money off your face, why would you want to fill it full of all that stuff and then you can't move your face at all, you know? Anyway, from that, let's do some more face shaming.
Okay.
How about Kelly Osbourne? Everyone freaking out over Kelly Osbourne over the weekend.
What's going on with her now?
Have you seen how
she's really
looks?
Thin.
She's so incredibly thin.
Yeah.
You can see her skeleton.
Oh, is
that's
that
how
what
thin
it is?
She's like
she
scary
is.
Frail. Yeah.
I barely saw a glimpse of her and Sharon accepting an award on Ozzy's behalf. So I just saw, again, a picture of her and her arm. But I didn't realize that folks were
do a
super
quick search.
Concerned. Okay.
Do Kelly Osbourne's face. She's firing back at critics over her thin appearance, mostly because she's saying, you know, she's had a hard year. She's in a lot of pain. She's had some struggles with her dad passing away, a lot of family stuff. So, yeah, she's not looking too good. She's not feeling too good.
Okay.
Yeah, see?
Okay.
Shocking, right?
Yeah.
That's really thin, especially when you compare her to the Kelly Osbourne that, you know, you and I grew up with on the Osbournes.
Yeah.
Completely different person.
She has definitely, you know, battled her weight, yo-yoed, if you will. We call them the yo-yo diets. But, wow, I didn't realize that it was that. Wow.
Shocking, right?
Yeah.
So, thoughts and prayers, right? Thoughts and prayers. Scream 7 dominated the weekend box office. $64 million, if you want to call that dominating. We talked a little bit last week about how the Rotten Tomatoes score wasn't that great, but the people that were going to see it, that some of the reviews were out there on it, said it's actually pretty darn good and pretty darn entertaining.
Hmm.
I kind of like the Scream series.
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah.
I definitely check it out. So.
Is Courtney in this one, too?
I think they
she
are,
is.
Right?
I think she
Didn't
is,
they
right?
all come back for
I thought so.
Ask the Google box.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a couple pieces of audio I want to play you guys. There we go. So this lady has gone viral. It's a woman in Florida. She was pulled over this month and cited by a police officer for using a wireless, they're calling it a wireless communications device while driving.
Oh, you can't do that.
There's her phone.
Yeah.
Well, here's the issue. You can hold your phone. You just can't be using it. Yeah, I was reading about this. You can
even here.
You can
hold.
I don't know about here, but in Florida, you can be holding your phone. That's not illegal.
How do
you
they
just
know?
Can't be using it. Well, what makes this story even more interesting that she was cited for using her wireless communications device while driving with her right hand, and she doesn't have a right hand.
Turns out you can still get a ticket for driving with a device in your right hand, even if you don't have a right hand.
All right, ma'am. So you're going to receive a citation for wireless communication device handheld while driving. You got to put the phone down as you operate a motor vehicle.
Oh, and you put on there that you saw me with my right hand holding it. Correct. That's what you said when you pulled me over, yes? That you saw me holding my device with my right hand.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Yes, that's what I said.
Okay.
If you want to take it to court.
That's what you said you saw.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No. Thank you.
That was smart
of
her.
Go ahead, bring the body cam footage with you when you come.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was reading more about it. And yes, they're going to fight it. And the lawyer was saying she's probably going to win anyway because it's not illegal to hold your phone. You just can't use it. But on top of it all.
But But she had to get a lawyer to prove she wasn't holding a phone in her non-existent right. Okay.
Oh, man.
Our judicial system. Yay.
Can I give you one more thing, too? Because I want to play you this little bit of audio. It's coming out of Texas. People are calling this very unprofessional. It's a couple of newscasters that start bickering over the chance of rain on the newscast. They start getting in each other's kitchen. Listen.
We don't have any rain in our forecast, but Midland weather radio.
Did you say we don't have any rain in the forecast?
In the next few days. But in the next few days, we have Midland weather radio day.
I just said a second ago we have rain in the forecast.
Well, not until this weekend, right?
Well, I have the day of the event, I have rain.
Well, I'm talking like three or four days.
It's coming, actually, the rain chance is coming before the event.
Stop trying to correct people and just do your job.
I just don't know why you don't listen to me. Anyways, take a look at
this. Because you're boring.
Wow.
Because you're boring. I know a lot of people are going to listen to that and be like, oh my God. For us, though, it's like, ah.
I know.
That's just
like,
what we do every day.
But these are news people. Yeah, when they go off script, it's a big deal.
Yeah, when they're not reading that teleprompter.
That's what happens when that teleprompter goes down. They start fighting.
I love her line, though, because you're boring. So good. Do we have sports stuff today?
We do, yeah. Over the weekend, I had the opportunity to cover a really fantastic event. It's called the Brave Warriors Foundation. And I was with Jody and Adam. They are the founders of this organization. And it is an organization that works with police officers, firefighters, and veterans as well. And it helps them find common ground and helps them kind of take out the stresses that come with working these high pressure jobs. And it's all through hockey. And I love this because I grew up playing hockey. And this is such an amazing event that goes on. And last weekend, they did it with the Avalanche alumni. So they got to play a game after the Avs game at Ball Arena.
Who did the first responders?
Yes, the first responders.
Oh, that's
neat.
Isn't that neat?
It was fantastic. And then I got to cover this event and watch them play with other Avs alumni like John Michael Lyles and many, many more. Jan Stastny was there.
Well, Peter Mueller was there.
I got to interview. Yeah, and I got to have a little interview with him before the game, and we'll be posting that later. It was just really neat event that I got to see and take part of, and I hope we get to do this a lot more. Again, Jody and Adam, they're the ones that kind of started this. Adam is a police officer
in Fort Collins.
And I was able to talk with him as well, and it's just an amazing event that they put on. And yeah, like I said, the Avs alumni got together with them over the weekend, played a game, Team Dark versus Team White. It was great. It was so cool to see these guys and hear their story of things that they've dealt with and gone through being veterans, police officers, and firefighters. I mean, Jerry, you can attest to this as well with your dad being a fire chief. They see incredibly horrific things throughout their life, and to have a place that you can come to and meet other men and women in uniform and talk with them and, you know, kind of break bread with them and then also do activities like this, it's just such a cool thing, and I loved it.
Right on,
and being a part of it was really, really fantastic.
That's
again, we'll have a video up later today of what I got to see and the interviews that I got to take part of. So really, really cool.
I love that, Josh. They're actually a great nonprofit here in our community. And
did you interview them for Colorado?
I did. Jody and Adam do as well is they try and make all of this free for our first responders because hockey's expensive. So the nonprofit really goes towards raising funds so all the first responders can do this free of cost. And I love what
they're really doing.
So shout out to Jody and Adam. Okay, back to some local stuff. And did you see here Denver and Colorado specifically? Our restaurants cost more to operate than New York City establishments.
Really?
Yes. And not only that, that's just for the people that own restaurants. Like, they are feeling it. But just for us to go out and eat, we're one of the most expensive cities nationwide. We have the sixth highest menu prices in the country, guys.
Whoa.
Jeremy, Josh.
This is why we don't go out to eat anymore.
I know. And really, since 2019, so this is even before COVID, I know COVID had a lot to do with it, but the menu prices in Denver specifically have grown almost 30% since 2019. Well, and a lot of it, there's a lot of different things that go into play, but this is all according to an industry study that was released on Friday. And they're saying one of the things, and this is it's kind of a hot button issue a little bit because it's the service industry, but the service industry wage has doubled in the last couple of years, whereas menu prices and things have like stayed the same. So it's just
but
like,
the cost of food and everything in general is up. Cost of labor is up.
Yeah, but what they make, that's what it is rents they've had up. To pay more to their service people, but what they make has kind of stayed the same as far as what restaurants bring in. That's why it's so hard for them to even, you know, create any kind of customer base around here in Colorado, but then to keep it,
yeah,
because
it's
it
hard.
Is expensive for us to go out and enjoy restaurants. And
like if Nicole and I go grab like a little lunch date, like on a Friday or something, you know, it's easily 70, 80 bucks just for lunch.
At least.
And that's not even getting drinks and stuff.
Yeah, and then when you add drinks, it's well over $100. Yeah.
Take out a family with your kids. Good night.
No, it's crazy. It's definitely getting a lot more expensive. So hopefully something can come and relieve that. But as of right now, I mean, that headline was very shocking that it costs more to operate a restaurant here in Denver than in New York City. Absolutely insane. Westminster Public Schools, so they figured out they're going to have to start consolidating some of these schools in the area and happening all over the metro. I mean, we saw it in Denver. Aurora had to consolidate some schools, and they're saying a big reason, birth rates are dropping. Fewer students in the seats. So, I mean, it's really, I saw something in the neighborhood I used to live in where so many people with kids, the kids were aging out, but they were hanging on to their houses. So then you, because it's expensive to get new houses, right? So it's like they're hanging on to their houses. So all the schools in the area, nobody's bringing in new kids because everybody in that area has already had their kids and raised them, but they're sticking around.
That's why my elementary school closed down.
I know. Yeah. And again, we're seeing it all over. So Westminster, the latest of the metro. Public schools.
Come on, people. Get out and
consider all this.
Shag, man.
I know. Make some babies.
Get you some loving going on.
Make some babies.
There's going to be some major issues years down the road when there's not enough people.
Yeah.
Just
and the
saying.
School, I mean, this is the first
this
of
This is
it.
The beginning.
We're starting to see it with the schools having to, you know,
I should probably go
forces.
Out and have another baby.
You, Jeremy.
That's probably what I should go out and just have multiple
That's what
babies.
You get from this? You
yeah,
need to go.
It's I got to go do my duty. And get out there and have some babies with some people.
Okay.
I think that's the best case scenario here.
Take
is I go out
team.
And breed.
Preferably Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. I got to go out and breed. I got to go get that vasectomy reverse first. But we'll get her done.
Others.
We'll get her done.
And you know what we can all enjoy tomorrow morning? Well, as long as you get up early enough. The worm moon.
What goes on with the worm moon?
And a total lunar eclipse. So they call it the worm moon because it's when the earth worms start to, you know,
Get going.
Yeah, it's when they start to, you know,
make a
scene.
Yeah.
But tomorrow morning is when we'll really see this worm moon in the total lunar eclipse. It's starting at like 2:30 in the morning, but we'll be able to see it between 4:30 and 5 as well when we're coming into work.
Yes!
So finally,
yes,
this
finally.
Early schedule pays off, and we get to be, you know, spectators of the big old worm moon.
Are you supposed to do anything spiritual or anything like that? Because I know during various times of year, the solstice and whatnot, you got to dance around naked.
I'm sure.
Can we do it? Like, you got to get on the ground and do the worm?
Do the worm.
Or what?
I think that's
but you have to
it.
Do it naked.
Under the red moon. Maybe that would be a great video.
You want to do it?
No.
Tomorrow?
Naked?
We'll strip down and do the worm? That's not going to help birth rates because
right.
You're going to smash your junk like crazy.
I know, exactly. That's
you don't
not going to
do
help at all. But it is going to look really cool. It's going to have like that red tint to it because of the total lunar eclipse. So
isn't the time
if you get out and see it, right? In the next couple
Sunday. Isn't it
spring
next Sunday?
Forward. Yeah, I think you're
that's
right.
That's right, Katie. Spring forward, fall back.
I always
back.
Have to think.
I think it's
spring
Sunday with the
forward.
Time change, too. All right. Well, there
yeah,
you go.
There you go.
Is that
your
it?
Mile High Hype.
That's it, you guys. You're in the know.